Life happens to those who show up, and I'm glad you showed up with us today. I'm your host, Daniel Robert Sanchez, and welcome back to Mindflow, a show to help you find your flow. Hit that subscribe button before we get started so you never miss an episode. Here's a quote by James Allen. Quote, "You are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you." End quote. We're going to talk about the concept of training your mental muscles. And as much as I'd like to call it brain training or mental fitness, to keep things simple, I'm going to call it mental exercise. And then give you a practice to sprinkle into your daily routine, just in case you're interested. Sound good? All right, let's flow. When it comes to developing your mental muscles, think of it as an exercise like cardio, or the stair climber, or working on back and bis, or chest and tries, or even something as easy as doing jumping jacks or push-ups. And really, if you commit to practicing or training with mental exercises, there's absolutely no excuse for ever missing a day. And here's why. Mental exercises only need two things. Number one, you, and number two, your thoughts. And both of those are with you at all times, everywhere you go, every single day. You never have to worry about packing a bag, or meal prep, or buying protein shakes, or having to pay a gym membership, or worrying about how bad the weather is and you have to drive to the gym, or always having to ask somebody to spot you, or what you're wearing, or being concerned about people looking at you while you're working out. All of that is irrelevant, meaning you can practice mental exercises laying on the couch, or when you're in traffic, or in the shower, or when you're walking the dog, or while you're doing the dishes, or doing the laundry, or when you're in bed and you're waking up, or when you're in bed while you're falling asleep. You can even practice it while you're waiting in line to get your coffee at Starbucks. Which really are all of the day-to-day nuances that, when they all add up, are the reasons why people never have time for any physical exercise. And even though mental exercise and physical exercise aren't exactly the same, what they have in common is this. They both share the qualities of committing to something and being intentional and being purposeful about practicing things and having the self-discipline to follow through. The more you practice, the better you'll get at responding to situations instead of reacting. And the repetitions that you get from practice play a huge role in strengthening that mental image you have of yourself, and it boosts your self-confidence and it boosts your self-esteem. Plus, you'll be developing the ability to call on those muscles whenever you need them so you can think clearly in the moment for anything or for whatever challenges you come across. And before you go thinking that this isn't for you, here's something to think about. When it comes to the most minimum amount of physical activity that a person should do each week, is to do at least a minimum of 30 minutes of physical activity 3 times a week. And look, I know that it's different for everyone depending on the health status or health condition of each person, but here's my point. If you were to apply that same amount of minimum effort into mental fitness or brain training or mental exercise or practices or whatever, I promise you will change your life. And if you're looking for a place to start, try this. If you have a negative thought, visualize yourself writing it down on a piece of paper, writing down word for word the specific details of the situation, whether it's a fear or something you're worrying about, or self-doubt, or resentment, or blame, or anger. And then once you're done, visualize yourself lighting the piece of paper on fire and watch it burn to a crisp. And then when you dispose of the ashes, you're also disposing the negative thoughts. And I'll end on this note. Over the last 5 years, I've learned by experience that most people overestimate what they're capable of doing in a year, and they underestimate what they're capable of doing in 2 years or 5 years. Meaning in the first year, if things don't go as planned, they quit. But what they don't realize is that it's okay to start slow. And if you were to just pick one area in life to improve on and each day commit to yourself that no matter what happens, you're going to get 1% better than the day before. That might sound like nothing or a waste of time, but do the math. There's 365 days in a year. And if you get 1% better each day for a year, how much better will you be at the end of that year? Answer, you'll be 365% better than the year before. Now take that same commitment or that same formula and multiply it by 5 years. Actually, scratch that. Multiply it by the rest of your life. You will be as happy as you want to be if you start now. Because you are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you. All right, that's it. That's going to do it for today. And if you like today's show, share it with someone you love or care about. And keep learning to find your flow. Peace.